Philippians 1:1 Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. 1:2 Grace be unto you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. 1:3 I thank my God, upon every remembrance of you, 1:4 always, in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy, 1:5 for your fellowship, in the gospel from the first day, until now. 1:6 Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work, in you will perform it, until the day of Jesus Christ. 1:7 Even as it is meet, for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds, and in the defense, and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. 1:8 For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all, in the bowels of Jesus Christ. 1:9 And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more, and more in knowledge, and in all judgment. 1:10 That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense, till the day of Christ. 1:11 Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. 1:12 But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. 1:13 So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. 1:14 And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. 1:15 Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. 1:16 The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. 1:17 But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. 1:18 What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. 1:19 For I know that this shall turn to my salvation, through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. 1:20 According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. 1:21 For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. 1:22 But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I wot not. 1:23 For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. 1:24 Nevertheless to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. 1:25 And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. 1:26 That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me, by my coming to you again. 1:27 Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. 1:28 And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. 1:29 For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. 1:30 Having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now here to be in me. Philemon 1:1 Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy our brother, unto Philemon our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, 1:2 And to our beloved Appia and Archippus our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. 1:3 Grace to you, and peace, from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1:4 I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. 1:5 Hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. 1:6 That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. 1:7 For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. 1:8 Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, 1:9 Yet, for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. 1:10 I beseech thee, for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. 1:11 Which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. 1:12 Whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own bowels. 1:13 Whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me, in the bonds of the gospel. 1:14 But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be, as it were, of necessity, but willingly. 1:15 For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. 1:16 Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, specially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. 1:17 If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. 1:18 If he hath wronged thee, or owed thee aught, put that on mine account. 1:19 I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand, I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. 1:20 Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee, in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. 1:21 Having confidence in thy obedience I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. 1:22 But withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. 1:23 There salute the Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. 1:24 Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. 1:25 The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.